One volcano, Akhmaq, appears to have materially aided the fall of the Roman Republic 2,000-plus years ago. Another volcano or group of volcanoes likely brought us New Mexicans, neighbors from far northern Canada. Linguists and ethnologists have known for many years that the Navajo and Apache languages are not only similar to each other, but both have a counterpart in Athabascan spoken by indigenous people in northern Canada. It's clear that the ancestors were once united in Canada, while a large group split off to enter the U.S. around 1450 A.D., the Apache and the Navajo. What drove them to become, eventually and rather traumatically, modern U.S. citizens? A very stressful event that likely precipitated the move was the eruption of the volcanoes of the Wrangell and Mount St. Elias region in the Yukon. These very active and very large volcanoes have had many eruptions in historic and near-historic times, as evidenced by deposits of ash, tephra, and of sulfate aerosols in the eclipsed ice fields near them. A somewhat glib interpretation of the volcanism and human migration history is that a large number of Athabascans suffered extra cold, and in Canada, that's cold, and food shortages, and finally said, "Canada, Schmanada, you can keep it, we're out of here," or words to that effect. There were no Yiddish-speaking members. You have to see that in the movie Blazing Saddles. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.